Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, yeah. I'm digging this tonight, man. That's what's up. It's time, y'all. It's time to open up your mind. It's time to raise up your voice. And it's time to be entertained, enlightened, and learn more about what you already know. It's showtime, and you're on the online happy hour. For those that don't know, this show is designed for all of us to get an outside perspective on the inside of someone else's life. Here we go, blogtalkradio.com/howwasyourweekend. Be sure to spell was with a Z. The call-in number, ladies and gentlemen, is 646-727-3279. I want to say hello and welcome to the audience tonight. For those who have heard this show before, and for those who might be listening for the very first time, my name is Andy Brown, and I live vicariously through you. Broadcasting live here at the Dallas-Fort Worth area, now each and every Tuesday night, 8 o'clock p.m. Central Time. And I want to say thank you, because it's because of you, the callers, the listeners, the bloggers, the texters, that the show just gets better and better and better each week. And as you're going to find out, tonight will be no different. I'm ready to rock and roll, fam. It's Tuesday, March 13th, 2012. March Madness is in the house, not only on the college basketball courts, but also on our daily lifestyles. It's just madness all around. Whether that be a good thing, a confusing thing, or just a thing all on its own, it's madness. It's all about how you handle that madness that gets you going to your next destination. If you checked us out last week, folks, we had a ball. It was a great, great show. We talked about bedtime stories, the lies we tell in bed. We went up to the fifth floor with Reginald Brubman Ballard, and I mean, it was crazy, crazy, crazy funny last week, folks. Brubman was tripping out with us. Not even Cole was acting the fool. My man, Big Husky, called in. And as you know, man, Tracy took the show and was out of control. Big mean Tracy Green up in Kansas City, Missouri. Folks, I don't know where else you can go and get entertained this much in the privacy of your own wherever and have this much fun doing these many things. It's great. If you missed it, folks, hit the page, blogtalkradio.com/howwasyourweekend. Go ahead and click on that show. It's on demand. It's that hot. It was on demand, and it's highlighted. It's flashing. You got to get some of that. Big shout-out to my man Dante Fagans over at Henderson's Chicken. 3636 Beltline Road doing his thing. If you need to know, it's happy hour just about every day over there. Go check him out and get you some of the best yard bird this side of the Mississippi in the DFW. Tonight's show is sponsored by One World Unlimited. It's getting down. It's going hard, folks. Recognize and understand that this is going to be the creation and the one that controls the nation on how you take yourself to the next level. One goal. One world, ladies and gentlemen, it is what it is. Speaking of being is what it is, it's spring break, time to get loose, time to unwind, time to just take a little break before we have to get back to the hustle and bustle right before good old Easter Sunday, right before the summer gets here. I'm excited about it. I know you all are. Some of the folks are out of school right now celebrating spring break. And with that in mind, you got to keep in mind that the fact of the matter is some of these children are out here doing the fool. They're doing the most. I mean, they're all over the place. They don't have any school to go to. They can kick back. You know, when I was younger, we used to go outside and, as we say, play. You can make up stuff, do things, have some fun, and when the light came on the corner, it's time to get back in the house. Some of these kids nowadays, they don't really do all that. I mean, they're kind of occupied in their video games, in their virtual world. It's a different generation. And we're having to find ourselves more and more using the statement and with the phrase, you need to get your kids. Now, what does that mean exactly? It can mean a whole bunch of different things. So anytime that any place that you have to use that statement, we're going to talk about it tonight. So all my school teachers, I know you on vacation, I know you on break, sit back and chime in on this one. All my family and friends that's out there listening, 646-727-3279 is the call-in number. And I want you all to listen, maybe chime in and express some of your thoughts as we go on and get wicked tonight. And use the statement, you need to get your kids, because it's about to go down, all the way down, like bad stock. Let's get with it. Here we go. I got to get to the phone lines and talk about it real quick. Y'all know how we do. We don't even play around. I got to get Naughty Nicole to just chime in for me, if she will. Calling all the way from Louisiana. What's up, Nicole?
All right. What you up to?
Man, listen, I'm just kind of sitting back enjoying this spring break. You missed it here in Dallas, man. We had a great time out at Neo's in Fort Worth.
I know. I missed it. I'm going to get back one day.
That's cool. We want you to come on back, man. Some folks are slipping on Fort Worth, Funky Town, Fort Worth, man. It's cool. It was, you know, R&B music, real old school feel. Had a little swing dancing going on, chewing and nibbling on them wings, and a couple of people bit their fingers off.
I'm not too good at the swing dancing, but I sure can fake it. I'm pretty good at faking it. We all know that.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
With that, I'm not even gonna try. You know, I count a little different. Mine was all off. The atmosphere is cool, man. It's real laid back. It's real chill. You ain't got to be all over the place trying to find nobody, because you know how sometimes your homeboy, your homegirl might try to leave you because they're trying to go holler at somebody else. But you can see them all over the spot up in here, man. Neo's is real cool. Check it out, man. 1101 Oak Grove Road in Fort Worth, Texas. Now, for those of you who ain't cool with that, it's off of 20 and Oak Grove, right there before you get to 35 and go south. Cross the bridge, it's right there to the left. It's about to go down, folks. That is the coolest spot in Fort Worth, for real. Trust and believe it. Not the Stockyards, but Neo's. Nicole.
Yes, sir.
Have you ever, and I know you have children, but have you ever had to use the statement, you need to get your kids?
I've probably thought about it on many more occasions than I've actually said it. Because, you know,
yeah,
there are two things you can't mess with, can't tell a black woman about. You can't tell her about how to raise her kids or spend her money. So it's a touchy subject.
Oh, I'm going to touch it. It's all good. It needs to be touched.
I think it does need to be touched, and I wish I would have touched it a few more times. But I don't think I was bold enough. I wish I was, but I wasn't bold enough. And, you know, considering that I had been an educator for the past 10 years, so, you know, I probably thought it a whole lot more often. My biggest thing where I couldn't hold back, I didn't actually say get your kids, but I'm so used to being around children and correcting them. You know, in the grocery store,
Oh. You
already know where I'm going. You in the grocery store, this little boy, running over your feet, putting stuff in your basket, cussing his mama out, making gestures at the women coming by. I have found myself time to time. I've checked a few people's children. Little man, you might not want to do that. Why don't you go on over there with your mama? You might not want to do that again.
What were they doing?
You know, it's always that one. Usually that one hollering and screaming and probably telling their mama out. Just all out disrespect. And what gets me the most is that mama who keeps saying, if you do that one more time, I'm going to mess you up. You do that one more time, I'm going to mess you up. Well, it's the one more time, and I'm going to talk to your child. You need to get your kid. You really need to get your kid. I'm going to go ahead and tell myself up a little bit over here, but you need to get your kid.
That's crazy. You know, I've seen that. Not only in the stores and things like that, but you know, sometimes when you go to church.
Oh.
And No, not everybody in church has a, you know, a quote-unquote ministry for the children. So
right.
You kind of have, you know, some children who are sitting up there, you know, because it happened. You know, I just got saved probably not that long ago. So you're sitting about with kids in the back or they're wherever they are and they're texting. Adults are guilty of this too now. Texting, saying things, you know, maybe doing a little slap boxing, pushing each other while they're really not paying attention and being focused, and it's causing a distraction.
Right, right.
In situations like that, you know, you don't want nobody else to lean over and touch that ear. But that's one of them situations where you got to say you need to get your kids.
Exactly. But the problem today is we have a lot younger mothers with younger grandmothers who don't check their children and don't believe in it takes a village to raise a child.
Mm.
Nowadays, you check a child and mama wants to check you.
Right.
In front of the child, which gives the child open rein, like, hey, my mama has my back. I can do whatever I want. So more often than not,
I need, you know what to call you? You hit a touchy subject. 646-727-3279. Call in and trip out with us tonight because we about to go there for real. If y'all didn't hear what Nicole happened to say, sometimes them kids and their parents, I'm going to give you something that kind of throws it off sometimes. Maybe people who are dating or in the dating realm, if you will, you know, sometimes because you're waiting a little later in life to start dating and he has children, she has children, well, they may be a little bit stuck on daddy or the last guy that was around. They're really not too fond of the other person that's Trump coming in, you know, he's trying to holler at my mama. He's trying to be my mommy. I ain't playing that. You know what I'm saying? I understand that. I mean, you can kind of see where they're going because it maybe hasn't, the parents really haven't made the time to talk to their children about that. But you have to look at what these children could be trying to secretly sabotage that relationship.
Right.
You ain't always there yet.
Right.
You need to get your kids, man. They sitting up here, you know, it could be a good thing if they would just give it a chance or if you would talk to, you know, little snot-nosed Billy or little tight-braided Tanya and just have a little talk with them. Like, you know what, this ain't the booty call. This ain't nothing like that, but I'm trying to get to know this person and we're spending time together. So, you know, you could miss out on a pretty good relationship because, you know, this little boy, this little girl is over here sabotaging what's going on. Now, they may not say anything at first, the other person
right.
that is, but they're going to notice it, and they're going to notice you. Is this what you allow your children to do? Oh, he's just playing. He don't mean it. How you know?
That's the problem right there. That's the problem right there. Check your kids right then and there. And you touch on something about they daddy. Now, you know it's out there. It's not every man, but there are those men who don't want to let go. I don't want that nigga around my kid. I don't want him telling my son this and that. So he's putting it in his child's head. You ain't got to listen to Big Ricky. I'm your daddy. So they putting it in that child's head. I don't have to listen to you. You're not my daddy.
Wow. For
we're
real.
The secret sabotager. And women do it too. Women do the same thing. I'm your mama. Don't you go. Come back. Come back. Tell me what so-and-so did. What she say? What she wear? What her house look like?
So
we know them women are out there too.
Yeah, the good old Pony Express through the child.
Exactly. Don't you eat her cooking? Why she do my baby's hair? Don't you let her touch your hair? It looks like trash. I don't want your child coming or going in public with me looking like that. I need to call this group pet care.
The nerve of them.
The nerve.
Who do you point the finger at, folks? Who's accountable for this type of information? Is it the parent, like Nicole is saying, or is it the child, you know, who's taking it upon themselves to take these actions? Maybe they know what's right and they're just doing it out of spite. Maybe they just haven't been taught or been talked to in such a manner. You need to get your kids. 646-727-3279. And also, speaking of kids, there's most of these kids like to be entertained. They like to do a little something-something. So they get bored easy. You know, new spring football is here in the DFW. The Gridiron Kings Football Classic is coming up this Saturday, March the 17th. There's going to be three games, one location at the Frisco Memorial Stadium. Now, check this out. Tickets are normally about $8, and four and under are going to be free. So what we're going to do today is I got a few tickets I just want to give away to some people in the DFW that want to see a good football game this weekend, you know, want to get out there and get some excitement if you're missing football. And it's not little kids. This is semi-pro football. No, this is not T.O., but this is semi-pro football. And it's out there in Frisco, Texas. I want y'all to get the passion of the game back into you and check it out. Call in. Holler at the switchboard and let them know you want to go check out the game and give us a call, 646-727-3279. I got some tickets I want to give away for you so you can go check that out. This is sponsored by Chosen One Sports of Dallas, Texas. So, Nicole, let me ask you this. These children, you mentioned that you were in the education field. What did you see children do in your realm of education that would make you think this but not say it? Is it something they were doing in the classroom, something they were doing before they got to school? Give me a little breakdown synopsis on this, because I know my school teachers are out and they're listening.
I mean, but for the most part, when you have free reign, those children during that time, during the school year, are probably with me way more than they're with their parents. I become the caregiver for the 8 hours of a day, every day. And more, we with those children through our lunch, through their lunch, there is no stopping time for a teacher. So it's a little bit different in that way because my class is a reflection of me, so I can check them right then and there. Now, there have been other classrooms that didn't have all of the management, and I know a lot of teachers can go with me there. You know, it's like, hey, little Johnny messing from Ms. Johnson's class, keep bullying my kids. So, yeah, I need to go to that teacher. I've gone to that teacher. And sometimes I've thought, dang, she needs to get her kids. I got a grip on my children. You need to do something about your children. Get your kids.
Wow.
That's the issue right there. Because, you know, there's a lot of educators out there just tired, trying to be there for a check. And in this day and age, this society, these children, you can't have that mentality because children can feed off of that, and they're going to mess with you all day long.
We're not giving them as much credit as we should be, huh?
Exactly. They need to be entertained. They need to be focused. Otherwise, they're going to need to be checked. That's just how it goes. I've had situations in the classroom, but when I didn't say something, it's in my relationships. I've dated a couple of men who had children, and I'm not saying I have the best children in the world. I expect my mate, my partner, we get to a level that I actually do introduce you to my children, obviously I'm comfortable enough with you.
Right.
So if there is a situation to handle, I don't want you to keep coming back to me saying, hey, Sarah did this, Johnny did this. Why don't you go ahead and check them? But you need to do it in a respectful manner. I'm open in that way. Now, I watch and observe, and if I don't like the interaction, I'm not going to check him in front of the children. That's when the problems get started. We're going to have a little pillow talk later. You can't You can't. Hey, baby, this is feeling good. Ooh, it's going real good. Hey, by the way, don't yell at my baby no more. So keep, oh, yeah, left, right, do that again. And you go on about your business.
You know what? You said something here, and I want to kind of touch on that. Because sometimes I think that we feel torn by this. And it is a sensitive subject. It's very, very sensitive because
right.
We say, and you said this earlier, it takes a village to raise a child.
Exactly. Exactly.
And then at the same time, most of us will say, I don't want you to hit my baby.
Right.
That's the movie. So where really is it? I mean, is it just cool for us to say this? Did that thing just drift out in a different generation? You know, once Nintendo became PlayStation, was it a rap? You know, y'all got to talk to us tonight because I know you go through it. Now, unless your kids are perfect, stop listening right now. They don't make mistakes. You know, they farts smell like roses because you only feed them the finest fruits and vegetables. That's fine. This show's not for you. But if
yeah.
you've ever had to reach back and lay hands on the child in the back because they just wouldn't stop, or they were doing something real honorary in the house that they had no business doing, some of you all whose children are at the age where it's about time to have that talk, you know the talk, the birds and the bees, the sex education, whatever you want to call it. And it's about that time to start having that talk. It's probably time for you to really tune into this one because, well, they probably trying that nasty stuff you was thinking about doing back when you were
uh-huh.
married.
Mm-hmm.
But not your baby. If your baby don't think like that, then that's not the show for you. It's okay to hang up the phone and turn off and go blog and Google something else on Facebook or wherever the case you need to be. But if we talk about this, for example, and we say that it takes a village to raise a child, and we don't want nobody to whoop our baby but us, and this other person who we're, you know, involved with isn't their biological parent, then where do we go? Are we just flipping a coin to decide whether or not, you know, little Mikey gets his ass beat today? Or are we just going to put him in timeout and let him sit there and think about what he did instead of explaining to him, no, your little badass was wrong, and I'm going to tell you why before you do it again? These aren't the rules that you say you set in your household, but you allow it to happen and say that it's okay because you love them and they're just so cute.
I think the problem is there's so many single mothers out there, and we're so used to doing it ourselves. We've done it. I've brought this child this far. I did this all on my own. Dude stepped out, so, yeah, I've taken care of this. I've gone all the plays. I've done all this work. So we've done it so much on our own, it's a little hard when it gets to that point to relinquish some of that control. Because we've always done it our way. I know this child. I know what to do. I know their emotions. I know when to whoop. I know when to punish. You don't know that. You just stepped in. My child is 12. You can't tell him now. I've done this. And I think that mentality sits in.
Oh,
it sits
okay.
in. I've done it so much, I don't need your help. But we have to flip the coin. I've seen a lot of women in relationships, and it burns me up. I do not get it, where every boyfriend is daddy. Daddy and uncle. You know, last week, Paul was daddy. Now Mike is daddy? What are you doing to these children? You can't introduce every man as your new daddy. And these type of people sit back, and they know their kids are bad. They haven't been able to manage them in the 10, 12 years they've been on this earth. So they trying to just say, hey, I got a man. Take care of my kids. I'm not doing nothing. It hasn't been working. You go ahead, take care of my kids. I'm sure that's a problem for men as well.
Well, yeah. because the discipline, it's the one thing to be the disciplinarian and one thing to kind of emulate some of the things that hard-nosed, right to the point, daddy was trying to install. Be a man, be tough, you know, punch in your chest.
Right.
They don't know, make you a real man. Hey, dog, because you lean up on me, don't make me think somebody's going to be a man. Make you tough.
Right, exactly.
Doesn't really take all of that all the time.
I think the sole responsibility, or for the most part, majority of responsibility falls on the primary parent. And more times, it's the mother than the father. But those men who do have custody of their children, it's up to them to have that conversation. You said sit down and have a little talk with Jaquan when you're giving them the other talks, but you should also speak to your mate. Y'all need to talk about that too.
Hmm.
That's something that should be discussed.
You need to get your kids, folks. blogtalkradio.com/how was your weekend. Be sure to spell was with a Z and use the call in. Don't even play. Just go ahead and program it. 646-727-3279. Y'all know this is real talk. If it ain't real enough for you, when you need a little bit more puppet master drama, go ahead and check out the Muppets. We're keeping it 100 tonight. This is real talk up in here. Now, one thing that I want to look at when we're talking about folks needing to get their kids is just the manner in which we neglect because we may not be ready to talk about certain things to them. You want to be the cool parent or maybe act as if you don't know this is going on, self-included. You know, don't think I'm exempt. I got a child. Yeah, I know. But there are some situations out there, and I don't have to share any names, but there are, you know, someone came to me the other day because you all do know that there are some life coaching moments, and I want people to succeed and do the best that they can with their own lives and, you know, believe in the power and the presence of God in everything that you do. AndyBrownSpeaks.com is my website. Follow me and learn a little bit more about how I can help you or how we can help each other in the realm of life coaching. So I want to just kind of share this with you, and it was kind of a tripped out situation. Young lady had called me, Nicole, check this out.
Mm-hmm.
She called me and told me that there was a situation where her child, young man, had decided, she called him doing something she didn't think was right. She wasn't comfortable with. Because she called him with the vacuum cleaner, and he was trying to put himself in there.
Oh.
Yeah. And
does that,
you know,
work?
Never thought about it till then. But the thing, what we look at, and it, for a quick moment, you want to giggle and key. For a quick moment, you have to do that because it is funny. But at the same time, we have to look at, okay, where in the world did this thought come from? Why are you putting it in here? Because obviously, you want to know the sensation, but you may not be ready for it or nobody's told you how to do it. And just because the vacuum sucks doesn't quite mean that's the same sensation that you're going to get.
How old is this child, might I ask? That's kind of important.
Under 16, over the age of 7.
Okay.
So, There are some people out there who may be having the key, but you might not know what your child is doing. Because if you're in the position to have this conversation with them, or maybe you're not, you know, you got to be ready to talk about this stuff. Because you can say, hey, you need to get your, stop doing that. First of all, you're going to mess up my vacuum cleaner. Second of all, you're going to hurt yourself. Third of all, I can't never ever use this thing again to clean up anything else because I know what happened to it the last time it was in use. It's just not, you know, we're giving them too much credit because they are smarter. They
right.
have a lot of information, and you don't know who they call friends at school, really. the one that they text the most.
Right, right.
Kind of hard to say. You don't know what kind of influences Drake, Lil Weezy, or anybody else is putting out there on these children. You need to get your kids.
I mean, but, you know, when I heard of it, I'm thinking, you know, this, depending on his age, I mean, if this dude is 12 and under, it is an interesting thing to do. It's, there is the root, there is a problem somewhere. But I'm thinking, wow, this boy is creative, especially if he haven't had the sex talk or anything for him to connect sucking with a vacuum and himself. It is kind of higher order thinking right there.
This, ladies and gentlemen, is the reason why she's called Naughty Nicole. Find her on her new website, www.thisthingbitchiscrazy.com, and learn a little bit more about what's going on with Nicole. She's
a I was thinking more of www.notyouraveragechick.com. I mean, because I do think this way. Wow, that is creative. To connect, that's making connections. We teach that in school. Now, I'm not condoning it. I'm not advocating it. But I'm just saying, I'm just pulling out the creativity in it. This boy could be a genius. Now, if he's over the age, he could be a bit of a pervert. But you might find him in other holes in other parts of the house. But I mean, I'm looking at it from a teacher's perspective. That's pretty creative.
That's all out nasty. We can talk about these young ladies. You know what? We can even bring it to the young ladies, even the other young students, because if you don't know, some of them, they make it out of control. And you know how back when we were younger, we had just like little regular balloon fights. You know, splish splash, ha ha, you got wet. You know, splash you. I can see your top hair and everything's poking out, protruding.
Oh boy!
And, you know,
oh,
what it is. But see, nowadays it goes down, and if you've listened to some of these children talk about it, they have bleach bomb balloons, like Clorox and syrup and bleach in balloons, and they shoot them out there and splash it on kids and mess up their clothes and. Let alone let it get somewhere else. Really? You need to get your kids.
But, you know, a lot of these mothers are at work. We even talk about the latchkey kids. What about those kids? Because those kids are bored as heck, and they mom not coming home till 8 o'clock. An idle mind is a dangerous thing. These children are sitting at home doing things. I'm going to tell you, this was a situation I was able to say, you need to get your kids. When I moved from my house, I lived in Pleasant Grove. I didn't know about the neighborhood because I went at night. Big mistake. Please don't make that mistake to look at your house and your neighborhood. I'm looking, oh, it's quiet. I'm next to a park. This is lovely. I happen to have an in-ground pool. And I decided to take me a little vacation, came home a little early. I'm looking at my garage. I'm like, why is this bucket standing behind my garage? Well, I had windows to the garage. Little boys, they looked to see if my car was there. Hopped my fence. I come home with a pool full of kids. Mama outside on the patio smoking a cigarette. Drinking a 40. I'm telling you, my daughter, what's going on? And I see the mama. I was like, what are you doing here? And she's like, oh, they said you can swim. They said you can come. They can come over whenever they want to.
What?
Okay with that. That kid's coming home wet every day. Where are you going? What are you doing? Get your kids and get out of my damn yard. What you doing in my yard? And you chilling on the phone smoking a cigarette at my house? You didn't think to come knock on my door and say, Miss Lady, is it okay? My kids say you can swim. Let me go on in there. See, that's the problem right there. Women like that. Yeah, you need to get your kids and get your neighbors' kids and get your kids' friends and get out of my backyard.
Well, Nicole, I have to go to the phone lines and go ahead and get it hot. Y'all know how we do. The phone lines are sitting over here hot. The folks are sitting over there listening, and they are just, thank you for tuning in, folks, because we know that this right here is, it is what it is. It's real entertainment. 646-727-3279. Press option 1 to go ahead and chime in. But I got to go ahead and give it up to my man right now, 50 grand, my frat brother. You might know him. His name is Clayton. Clayton Baker's on the line. Clayton, what's up, bro?
They didn't make it. Oh.
Bless his heart.
I was so ready for Creighton.
Yeah. You know, things happen. Hopefully he'll chime back in and call on back. But what we can look at, folks, is we're talking about you need to get your kids. So Nicole and I have been talking about different situations in the school, at the store, in the church, just in the house. How about
in the vacuum?
Hey, and the well, yeah, we're going to leave the vacuum alone. But, you know, the neighbors, you know, you got sometimes these young girls who are, like you said, the last key kids, they're home alone. You know what I'm saying? And you don't want your front door, let alone your back door, to become a revolving door.
Exactly.
You know, you've seen the movie Black Snake Moan. He had to chain her down.
Ooh.
Because hot as dirty fish grease sometimes, man, and just was letting any and everything come up in there. The little boy was just overwhelmed. She could smell it. He didn't even know how to use it. You smell it. And it was crazy. I'm going to come back to that, but I want to get back and see if my man Clayton can join us in. Clayton, you're on the line.
Hello?
What's going on, bro?
Hey, Clayton.
Don't say hello again. Just go right ahead. Clayton, what's going on? You're on the online happy hour. Hello? Yes, sir.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Okay, good. Okay. Well, here's the thing, and I've been listening to a lot of people's comments and whatnot, but I have a lot to say about this. First of all, it's a bad situation for a single parent to be in any kind of way it goes, because I have a friend of mine who's in federal pen right now, and the first thing that he told me, because his house was the house that I went to have sex for the very first time when I was 14 years old. Matter of fact, the all four of us, that's where we all had sex for the very first time, because his mom worked 7 at night to 7 in the morning. So it was really easy to get over to his house or to tell my mom, hey, I'm going over Daryl to hang out for a little bit, since my mom knew Daryl's mom, and then it's me. Guess what? My mom ain't thinking we over there doing the things that we doing. But we were, because that was our place to go. Now, Daryl would tell you this, because he wrote a letter and told me this. He loved the fact that, you know, he had a good relationship with his mom, but he wished he would have had more boarders. Meaning, he wished his mom would have been around more at night when he was messing up versus being at work. Now, he understood that his mom had to work because how else those bills going to get paid. However, the other side of it is that's why he's in federal pen now, because of stuff he was doing when his mama wasn't around. You understand? So then, does that make his mom a bad parent? Or what do you really say about that? And then you also have those parents that try to be kids with their that try to be best friends with their kids instead of just being their parents.
Mm-hmm.
And I give you another prime example. My sister had her first kid at 15, had her second kid at 17. Now, neither one of them graduated high school or even got a GED because she wanted to be their friend instead of being their parent.
Yep. Yep.
I got a 5-year-old daughter. I love her more than anything else in this world. And I've already told her, I am not your friend. I am your daddy. I am your father. And my job is to do two things. One, pat you on your back when you're doing well, and put my foot in your tail when you're in. It's just that simple in this world. And I think that when these young parents stop trying to be friends, because as you see, being a friend, your friend look at you as one of the homeboys, one of their homegirls. So they ain't going to respect anything you got to say or do.
Exactly.
Wow. He's keeping it real. Nicole, what you think about that?
I agree. I just had a conversation with a friend. I think that's an area we haven't touched, because I've had a couple of related friendships go bad because they didn't check their own kids. So when they got in my face, it's like, hey, I know you used to talking to your mom that way, but I'm not the same person. I'm not the same person. And the level of respect, you have a little girl going around calling all her mama's friends your friends. I have little, this is my friend. And I had to tell somebody recently, I'm sorry, your daughter is not my friend. I love her to death. She's smart. I'll give you all her qualities, but I will never be your child. Well, when your child hits 18, we can talk about that. But for the time being, I'm not her friend.
Yeah.
I told my own children, I'm not your friend. You can come to me and talk to me. We talk about everything under the sun, but I'm not your friend. I'm your mother.
And
he's right. That is a major, major problem, trying to be the cool parent. And a lot of parents try to make up for not being there. I know I'm at work all the time, so on Saturday and Sunday, I'm going to get your nails done. I'm going to go take you to do this. I'm going to do that, even though that child didn't earn it. She knows she out getting booty calls throughout the week, so she leaving the older to take care of the younger, feeling guilty about it. So she overcompensates with the friendship and the gifts. So that child's not learning. That child is they're not getting it. I mean, and that brings us to the next point. You know, you say, where are these children seeing it? But you see more and more. It's pathetic. It was a hard thing that I saw in school, some of the little things. I had kindergartners, first graders, little girls talking about, you know, lick my cat. Little boys like, yeah, you know, suck my thing. You a kindergarten,
what?
First grader. Where did you see that? Then come to find out these kids are sleeping with their mamas. What's wrong with the men? You know, I know it's a woman problem, but why aren't the men saying, I'm not doing this? Not with your child in the room.
Sleeping with their pets. One more time, please, if you don't mind.
Are you kidding me? You haven't heard of these children in the room with their parents and businesses going on. Maybe it was because of the schools I was in. I don't know. But these children saw this stuff at home. And I'm at, where do you sleep? With mama? But her boyfriend came over. Okay, so you slept on the couch? No, I slept in my bed.
You know what? We're going to have to take up a love offering so that some of these parents, I know y'all are unemployed right now and money is tight, but you're going to have to just come out to the one-bedroom apartment. And
you know what? We're going to start a foundation, get your baby out of the room foundation so you can get your groove on. I'll donate.
Looking for 501c3 right now, ladies and gentlemen. Go ahead and get that done. Put a pillow in the bathtub if you got. Don't sleep with it. No. Because what's happening is, if you don't remember, because it has been, what, 15, 20, 25, 30 years ago, you start to develop body parts and things begin to protrude out. Hair begins to grow in certain places that shouldn't be seen on a regular basis. So don't allow this type of behavior to take place in your, yeah, I know you lonely, and you need the comfort of a, you know, as Stephanie Mills said, the comfort of a man. You want to be with somebody. But really, this is not a pet that sleeps at the edge of your bed.
Exactly. Exactly. This is an impressionable mind. And these children are going to take it and run with it. But, I mean, something's terribly wrong with that woman. But you got to look at the man, too. Why is it okay that this child is laying here and we doing this?
And why is it okay still? We're going to have to bring it up as a topic. I'm okay with your kids being here as a booty call. But bringing it all back to that, the child is the child is in the room. You need to get your kids. Because this type of behavior that you're installing on them is not appropriate. It's not. 646-727-3279 is the call-in number, folks. We talking about it. You need to get your kids. You hear what Nicole is saying. You heard what Clayton has been saying. I'm in awe.
You know, I had the relationship. That was a time I didn't say you need to get your kids, but I was thinking it. My very first relationship, I dated a man with a child. And that little girl, she was missing something. Apparently she was missing that woman touch, motherly love. And she decided she was going to get it from any woman that was in her presence longer than 10 minutes. This child would hug my leg. You ever see on the movies where the child grabs a person's leg and you got to drag them around? That's kind of how bad it was. And dude had the nerve to get mad. I had an opportunity. We spent all this time together. I enrolled her in my school, so I'm with this child all day, every day. And I decided I wanted to do something with just my daughter. Dude got an attitude. He got upset. And it wasn't that I was making difference, but, I mean, this is my daughter. I wanted a little bit of alone time. Was I wrong for that?
I don't know. I mean, obviously, if you just want to be alone, that's fine. But other than getting his place still there,
I think
he dismissed himself.
He's going to get his kids.
He's going to get his kids. Because I'd like to get another male perspective on this because, you know.
Hello?
Okay, Clayton's there.
I'm here.
I appreciate you coming back. I don't know if you had to call the man, and, you know, sometimes you get a Sprint light to call folks this time of night to pay a bill or whatever. But listen.
I think I'm dealing with AT&T.
let me get your perspective on something from a male perspective, if you don't mind. Kind of share with us a little bit about, you know, from the lack of the father in the household. Now, a lot of men want to portray and say that, you know, young men need to be more impacting in their child's life, but yet they're not at home as much, or. You know, the little girl always craves daddy's attention, but yet daddy may not be in the home as much. So when that father figure is missing, if you will, or not as present on a regular basis, how does that really impact a child in their day-to-day behavior?
I'm gonna tell you, it's a nightmare. I'm gonna tell you that's how much of an impact a father could have because I keep telling people. You know, no matter what is said and done, the scariest phrase I used to hear when I was a kid was, I'm going to tell you daddy. Because my dad had a very black and white way of looking at things. My dad, before he would do anything, my dad would say, son, did you know that was wrong prior to you doing it? Yes, sir. Well, come on in the room. Get this ass whooping and get it over with. Because that's the way it really truly was. You know, if you did something wrong, but see now, this is such a dynamic situation, and I'm telling you, the kids are suffering behind this. I said this once, and I said a million times. When it comes to kids, if daddy is not in that house, somebody or something is going to fill that void.
Exactly.
Whether it be games, drugs, prostitution, you name it. It all starts with daddy. If daddy is in that house, that kid or that child has a higher probability of, one, completing high school, two, have a higher self-worth of themselves, and number three, be confident. These are the things that studies have shown that's what daddy brings to the house. But the other interesting side to this is that the dilemma that I see a lot that I'm really concerned about is when you have a dad that he may not necessarily be with mama because they can't work out whatever they work out, but because they can't work out whatever they can't work out, mom now uses their child as a pawn against
daddy.
You see what I'm saying? So from my aspect, if it's really truly about the kids, then why is it that you got to let your personal agenda get in front of the team, and the team is their child? I'll say this again. If you ever put individual goals in front of the team, which is the child always loses every single time. And guess what? He didn't ask to be born. He didn't ask to be in this situation. But yet, two parents, two people that got common sense, unless you think they do, could sit there and make a life so much better for their child, because it ain't about you. Once that child comes into that world, it ain't about you no more at all. And that's a stark and harsh reality that we all got to deal with. But once you start dealing with it and understand that this is the truth of your situation, guess what? Your child grows up way more confident. Your child grows up with a higher chance of graduating high school. I give you, think about it like this. Think about it like this. And to, if you look at this study I read, it was, I think it was on last March 20th of 2011. And in the study, it said that if you are a black male between the ages of 16 and 18, and if you are in a population of 50,000 or more, 51% of you will not finish high school. 51% of them. And I'm going to give you an even more crazy number. If you are a black male right now between the ages of 16 and 18 without a high school degree or a GED, by the time you turn 25, you will have a criminal record.
Criminal, yes. Mm-hmm.
Now, you think about that for a second, and all that revolves around one thing, and I guarantee you, when you see those numbers that high, every one of them has one missing element. Daddy ain't in that house.
Mm-hmm.
Guarantee you, daddy is not in that house. I don't care what any other numbers tell you. I'm telling you from what I've seen, because I've worked as a counselor before for the job course, and I'm telling you, we at one point in time, we had 25 females on that center that were pregnant. Now, understand, they wasn't pregnant before they got to the job corps because they wouldn't have been able to get in. They got pregnant once they got there, and all 25 of those girls, out of all 25 of them, not a one had two things in common. One was either they knew their father and he wasn't a part of their life, or they didn't know their father at all. But they all had the same thing in common. Dad ain't in that house. 25. What did I say earlier? If dad ain't in that house, somebody or someone's going to fill that void.
That brings up another point of you need to get your kids.
Mm-hmm.
That's also talking to the fathers who are neglecting those children.
Mm-hmm.
When mama's doing it all on her own and daddy's out there, but he's not in her life, his or her life consistently, you need to go to him. You need to get your kids.
Uh-huh.
You know, I saw your son, I saw your daughter out here doing this and that. Man, why aren't your homeboys, why aren't they talking to you? Why aren't they telling you? When was the last time you saw your son or daughter? Why aren't they pressing that a little bit more? You know, you calling him to go out, you calling him to go to a game, let's watch this football game, but where is the conversation at? When a man calls his boy and he says, you know what, I don't hear you talking about so-and-so. When was the last time you did that? Man, you need to get your kids.
Mm-hmm.
It's out of control, folks.
I don't think that dialogue is going on. I'm not saying never, but I don't think that's a consistent dialogue amongst men, and it should be.
You know, it's funny you mention that because We're doing something really powerful here in the city of Dallas, Texas. The Empowerment Project is helping out. My man Bobby Hill and Kim are doing some great things here. They're taking the youth around to different colleges to let them learn more about higher education. Now, these are men stepping up. My man Big Husky's involved. Darnell Big Husky's involved in this to show that, you know, men are stepping up, ladies are stepping up, too, to show children that it doesn't just have to stop right there. There's more to you than just what you may think, you know, high school friends and whatnot, because they see that just that right now thing. But you need to take the time to look a little bit beyond yourself right now and look toward the future. Those who went through a higher education in college, trade school, things of that nature, vocational school, can understand what I'm talking about here, because that matters. That gives you something not only to look forward to, but to something that can help you map your life out.
Right.
So you don't even have questions about what I'm going to be next. What am I going to be when I grow up? Not everybody's a rapper.
Right.
Everybody don't get to play football. The NBA only has a certain amount of people on their roster. but there's a need for something else in the community, in your area, in your city, you know, for outreach programs. People need that. We all have talent. Find out what your child has, man, and utilize those skills and those strengths and not just let them sit up and just, you know, be the pawn in your relationship aspect, you know, to void off certain people or, you know, how,
exactly.
I don't even know how you may have seen this happen sometimes where, you know, you may have the child go run and be cute to somebody, oh, to draw that attention. Yeah, that's my child. Well, you know, that their other parent is not involved and they're not active anymore and it's just me and, you know, I do everything on my own and, you know, boo, hoo, hoo. I would just, in other words, they're saying, I would love to use my child as a pawn to bring you in and let you know that I care about them. I'm going to take them to McDonald's so you can hear me say that, but we, that's pretty much all I'm going to do for them because I really don't cook and they eat McDonald's all the time. You
right.
Get your kids. Stop using your children as leverage trying to entice them to play a little Georgie Porgy for you and pull somebody into your crazy messed up world for your relationship. That's crazy. Think it ain't happening? We're seeing it right now. We're hearing about it, folks. BlogTalkRadio.com/ how was your weekend? Be sure to spell was with a Z. Y'all need to tell somebody, real talk, about the online happy hour. Now, I'm not saying this to be bad, to be bragging or anything of that nature, but this week marks 3 years that we've been on the blog. Doing it consistent, making a difference. People are actually getting their lives changed. There's going to be some great business opportunities in the future coming up, helping people advertise and get their information out there, young comics, spoken word artists, insurance agents. If you're doing your thing, wherever you are and you're listening to this show, I want you to inbox me on Facebook, Andy Brown, or also go to How Was Your Weekend page and let me talk to you. We need to kind of put some things together because I want to be able to make sure that whatever it is you're doing gets some kind of recognition. We're building, we're redoing the website for howwasyourweekend.com. We're letting people know about some of the great opportunities that are out there because your talent deserves to be showcased. Now, folks, get understanding. It ain't just about just, oh, Andy trying to think he all that. Far from it. If anybody knows my spirit, that's just not how I operate. It's just not how I operate. I want you to get yours. And if you choose not to do that, that's on you. Can't get mad at what's going over here. The foundation is being laid, and it takes this time to time to let people know that, hey, this dude is serious. We're not playing games anymore. We're giving you educational conversations, real talk, in the presence of wherever you are. We're not even asking you to come out and pay money. Just do it. You paid your phone bill, just be real. Because this is how we learn about each other. This is how we learn about how we need to do maybe one or two things differently that we didn't think about before. Because it's all about reaching out and helping our children, helping one another, and reaching out to a friend who might need this because they got some badass kids.
Boy.
And if they chose not to listen or you didn't want to tell them to listen, that's fine. Be selfish. But you need to kind of point that out and say, hey, some good information over here. You can get something from it. And not only can you get something from it, you can take something away and bring something to the table. Promote yourself. Put your business out there. Y'all know Henderson's Chicken is hot. The food is good. We've been there. We've done our show out there. Neo's in Fort Worth is an up-and-coming spot in the DFW area. Y'all going to be saying this name a lot more often. Watch the changes that's growing around the DFW area, not only in Dallas, but Louisiana, Missouri, California, New York, Chicago, even these little small towns where y'all have y'all family reunions, you know, stick back Mississippi, all these little small towns. Somebody doing something out there. We need to get together and build each other again and keep this going. It's all about help, folks. We're just making a great connection up in here. You need to get your kids and have them listen sometimes to this show. And just keep it 100.
Well, not all the time. I don't have a sensor. I probably need a sensor for the children.
It depends on what we say.
Right.
So I'm interested to hear you know, Clayton touched on, I mean, just kind of smacked it all the way down the aisle with it. You know, Nicole, kind of give me a little bit of feedback from a female perspective on what you heard from him. Is that valid?
It's exceptionally valid. I've experienced it myself. I have three daughters, and I have an 18-year-old daughter. Pardon me?
You got three daughters.
Three daughters, and right now I have an 18-year-old in college. Now, during that change, the middle school years are the hardest years for a child because they don't know if they want to be a child or if they want to be an adult. And she went through a horrible phase of choosing a lot of the wrong men. I expected her to learn from me, look at my strength, look at how I carry my relationships. And I happened to get in an abusive relationship, and I had the strength, and it took a lot. It was hard. I never thought I'd be there. But I wanted her to say, look at Mommy. Mom left that relationship. And I want you to learn from me. You said, you know, you always say, live vicariously through me. And I say, learn from my mistakes. That's why they're made. They're supposed to be a learning experience. And I think because her father wasn't involved in her life, she was looking for that love from a male. And even though it was abusive, she had this mentality like, if he hits me, if he gets this angry, he has to love me. Nobody can get that angry unless they love somebody. And because she didn't have a positive man who had built her self-esteem to say, I don't need any man to validate me. I'm not putting up with anything. And she would often say, what's wrong with me? Look at all these wonderful things that I'm doing. He didn't even go to her graduation. She graduated with honors, full scholarship to Grambling. He didn't experience any of those things. Right now, she's getting into the National Honor Society. He didn't take a part in any of that. And it did hurt me when I would get in a relationship. And, you know, the men that I stayed with for a while, almost married, we had long relationships. And these men grabbed her. I'm proud of you, Deja. I'm glad you're doing this. I can't wait. Meet this child. Telling their family, their friends, you've got to meet this child. She's a beautiful child. And she's thinking, if all these people love me this way, why can't my dad? So it's a huge impact when a man doesn't go get his kids. When he dips out, he decides to step out. That ruined her self-esteem. And she sought it in all the wrong places. And I'm thinking, I did my job well. What did I do wrong? Where did I go wrong? She shouldn't have had to experience these things. But, you know, she was missing something. And it is a huge, huge difference. My other girls, their father is in their lives, very, very adamant in their lives. So, you know, they have a different confidence that Deja never had. So it makes a difference. It's proven. It's proven in my household. This is necessary. It's important. I have a son, and his father is not very involved, and I'm concerned because I've raised three girls. I grew up with three girls. It was three of us. So, you know, I'm missing something. I don't know the talks I need to have with my son. I know he needs that male in his life. So sooner or later, I hope he gets together because it's not just the girls who, you know, the boys. They're looking for something. And I can only hope I can provide it, but I know I can't. I'm not a man. I'm not a father.
Yeah. It's stated, pardon the stutter, it's stated more often than I would really like to know. Not to say that I want to ignore it, but it's sad. You know, I don't spend as much time with my son, primarily because he doesn't live with me in this state.
In the States, right.
So it can be kind of a burden, but I'm telling you folks, Clayton touched on something. We really have to give back to our children. This is what is really important. You got to realize we're getting older. Our parents are older. They aren't the same as they were, you know, back when we were in school, at whatever age you want to consider school. You know. It's going to happen. It's called growth.
Right.
So as you get older, your children are going to get in a position, and you're going to be in a position to where you're going to be depending on somebody for something.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what you put in your child eventually is going to come out, or lack thereof. So if you're not taking the time to install this in your children now, then when you get a little bit older, 10, 20 years later on down the road, for whatever case may be, then who's going to be taking care of you? It ain't like all of y'all in the gym on a regular basis. You're not taking the nectar, Core, Calm, or Realm to supplement your natural nutrients. You're getting by with a little fast food here and there. You're eating some, you know, the diet's not as proper. The stress is at work. It's beating you up. So there are some other elements involved in our life that are kind of weighing us down. Think about the future. Think about self. If you need to be selfish, think about this. Hey, I'm getting older. I'm going to need somebody to take care of me later on or install some stuff that's going to make sure that I am taken care of later on. So to do that, why not train up a child?
Exactly. Yep.
And raise them to take care of me when I get older. Maybe they'll pass that down. If you need to think selfish, take it that direction. This is real talk tonight. Now, I know you might want to be entertained with a little television and a sitcom that you can hear other people laughing at a joke that they want you to believe is funny. Or you might just need to see a little something else and listen and be involved in whatever it is you're doing. But take this time to truly think about what we're talking about right now. This is not to waste anybody's time. This is to make sure that you get real, solid, positive information to pass on to your children. You need to get your kids and let them understand that their behaviors and their actions are very, very important. The type of music that we're listening to, that
mm-hmm.
they're listening to.
it's a lot of, we turn the cheek on a lot of stuff. You know, it's horrible when you go to a friend's house and they got little Chardonnay, champagne, and Cavassier down dancing on the ground, shaking their booty to this music, and like, come here, come look at what little Cavassier is doing. And he humping on a pillow, and we laughing at that. You know, that should be a time. You need to get your kids.
Mm-hmm.
That little two-year-old running around in the saggy diaper cussing everybody out. And you sitting back laughing. Oh, guess what Jaquan said the other day. Yeah, he said bleep, 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 bleep. And you all laughing at that. That's an opportunity right there.
Right.
Check him. Somebody
yeah, that little motherfucker laughing.
That's
crazy.
You know, exactly. That ain't cute. It's not a good look for you, and it's not setting a good stage for your child. I do not want my daughter going to the store, going to school, going to other people's house, turning on the booty bouncing music, bent over, touching her ankles. That's not what a child should be doing.
Nah.
When we used to put music on with mama, you know, we were listening to the 45s. Yes, I'm telling my age. And we dancing, you know, doing the sidestep with mama. We not bent over booty bouncing, calling all our friends saying, come over and look at this. It was a different scene.
Mm-hmm. And don't be intimidated by your child's education.
Exactly, yes.
Just because you can't spell everything properly and spell the wrong words doesn't mean your child has to suffer. I'm talking about, we going to go smoke some dope in the C-A-R. You're spelling the wrong word, fool.
It's not right, and it's a lot of factors contributing to that, and it's a good point. It's a lot of different areas where you have opportunities to get your kids.
What's wrong with being a role model?
It's our selfish ways. That's what's wrong with it. We don't want to give up our booty bouncing. We don't want to give up our music. You know, we riding in the car. I want to listen to what I want to listen to. You know, yeah, some cuss words. There's a lot going on, but this is what I want. It's just pure selfishness.
Get your kids, folks.
It's hard to let go because we need to unwind every now and then, but you're going to have to manage your time to get your me time with just me and don't show all your bad habits to your children.
Let me share this with you, Nicole, because somebody just sent me a text message and says, it's easy for you to say your child doesn't live with you. You don't know what it's like. Really. So just because the child is not in a household doesn't mean that the discipline doesn't take place. First of all, you have to have good communication with the other parent. Now, I'm not saying I have a relationship with his mother, but I'm saying you keep the level of communication open. So even when the child, when he's with me, there's a level of understanding. This is what you do here. This is how we do things in this house, in your room. You know, you have to lay that foundation and set the expectation. If you're going to listen to certain music and they're going to do certain things and they're curious about boys and girls, ask them what they like about it.
Right.
Obviously they do. What you like about it? Well, I don't want to talk about that. Nah.
You know, I did have a gentleman friend. He lived in another state, and boy, his son gets in trouble on the daily. He's a super, super hyper-intelligent little boy, so he gets bored very easy. Now, his father lives 4 hours away. I listen to this man talk to his child every single night without missing a beat, every single night. No, he's not there, but when he gets in trouble at school, he often takes that four-hour trip, shows up at that child's school unexpectedly. He has exchanged emails with the teacher, and they go back and forth because it does make a difference. And the little boy even said, my daddy not here. So every now and then, he did take the extra effort. He showed up at that child's school. And it's efforts like that that make a difference. You don't have to be there every single day. And sometimes I do fall into that trap of saying, you don't get it. You're not here. You're not here every day. You don't know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to get off work and balance these children and balance these bills and balance your housework. I do fall into that a lot. But it's the extra effort that we're looking for. Yeah, you can live far away, but what are you doing while you're away to make an impact, to let that child know you care, you're in their life? It can happen.
And we can be examples.
Yes, yes, you can, from afar. Be a father from afar. You don't have to move to the state with him. You don't have to move an hour away in the same neighborhood. It would help, but you don't have to. Find different ways of making an impact where you can get your kids. Don't leave it up to the teacher. Take those extra measures. Set an alarm on your phone every night to call your kids.
She's right, folks. It doesn't take all that. And some people may be like, you know what, I don't want to hear this. You can't tell me about my children. Somebody's going to have to tell you about your children. It's not even that kind of party. We're not ashamed to say it. Somebody needs to tell you about your children. Because if everything was perfect, there would not be a need for this topic.
Exactly.
If everything were perfect, the crime rate wouldn't be as high. These little mannish, snotty-nosed little children would not be out here doing some of the things that they're doing. So these kids belong to somebody. And if they're in our community, then you have to know them. Get your kids. Why are you hanging out in
children? Your children are a reflection of you. I've had a few incidents where a father decided, oh, my son's teacher kind of fine. I'm going to see what I can do about hollering at him. And it's already over and done with. I already have an opinion about you because I'm with your child all day, every day. I look at him, ooh, he's nice looking. But your child is bad. That's a reflection upon you. That means I got to leave school and spend more time with this bad boy? Oh, no. You should have raised him a little better. And you would have got a little bit more attention.
Yup.
It has happened. And I'm looking at that man like, you can't be serious. You know why you up here, right? We having a conference about how bad your child is. Why would I want to spend more time with him?
Hmm. It seems to me that some of us, a lot of us, and I have to keep it straight, Nicole. This has been, to me, this has been a great show.
Right.
There's a lot of us, this has to be said, that we believe that we're always right.
Of
course. And we are without flaw. Our way is the best way. If we don't see it, it didn't happen. If we don't know about it, it couldn't be possible. Not my baby. Couldn't happen to us. Everything is fine.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. Doesn't really work that way. 646-727-3279 is the call-in number. I'm going to take one more caller, Nicole, before we go ahead and kind of wrap things up on the back end of the hour. This has been a great show tonight. For those who don't know, we're talking about you need to get your kids. Check it out. Log in, listen, and learn. We got Denisha on the line. Talk to us tonight.
Okay, so I guess I want to comment on the young lady's perspective of when the parent looks at the teacher or vice versa. But if you notice that child is bad at school, or even if the parent is interested in you and you make moves or, for lack of a better word, y'all hook up or whatever the case may be, maybe you can make an impact on that child. It's always someone on the outside looking in of a child's life, whether it be a school teacher, a person passing by, you're a friend of the father or a friend of the mother, you know, being a male or whatever the case may be. But how about you step in and try to make an impact? Of course, all parents think that their children are angels, but it takes a little extra effort to realize sometimes my kid cuts up. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And if you bring that to that person's attention, you don't have to bring it out in public where, you know, their friends are around. You know, girl, your child is bad. Or, man, hey, you need to get your little bad kid. That happens a lot. But if you bring the parent to the side and say, hey, did you notice? Because they do notice, but maybe they need that extra I notice it too factor. Because, of course, all parents, like I said, want to believe that the child is an angel.
Mm-hmm.
And at another standpoint, it's so many parents that are young and that are growing up with their children, so they don't know how to be a parent. They're too busy trying to be the friend of the child. So
that
plays a huge part of the crime rate increasing. Because, I mean, back in my day, I graduated in 93. So, therefore, I had classmates already having kids. So, by this time, the kids are half my class age. They didn't have a life after school. They didn't get a chance to get all of this out before they decided to be a parent, whether they were still with the daddy or not, or still with the mother or not.
Mm-hmm.
So, with that being the case, they're growing up. They're learning at the same pace their child is learning. So, you know what I'm saying? It's like, the kid doesn't have any discipline because the parent doesn't have any discipline.
Right.
And when you got the child at 18, the mama at 36, and then the grandma is 18 years older, everybody growing up together in the same house.
She's right.
And I think that plays a huge factor because back in the day, it wasn't your child is growing up with you. They had respect. When the parents are talking among the parents, you know to not take your behind in there.
Uh-huh.
If your grandmother says, pick up that shoe or go get me some water, you knew not to look at her sideways. You just go get up. You might not want to do it, but you just get up and go do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of parents who are still learning, and it's not their fault. Society has already said it's okay to be pregnant at 16. It's TV shows with the white kids doing it every day.
Exactly.
But because we don't want to continue to be the minority in which we are not. We follow suit in what we're seeing on TV because TV plays a big part as being the major babysitter in the black community.
Exactly.
Instead of making our kids get up off their behinds and go outside and play, we got them the Xbox. We got them the PlayStation. We take them to Chuck E. Cheese. That's not getting them outside. outside where we grew up. Let's go experience the world. It's something different. I understand that the economy has changed or the day has changed where you can't let your kids go outside by themselves, but that means the parent, and I want to put all kind of bold caps, italicized, whatever, the parents need to get up and get out with the children.
I agree. I mean, just to answer what you're saying, that I could have an impact, the thing about it is in these situations where I treat all of my students like I treat my children. I think most children, I learned over the years that most of these children are looking for love and attention. It's not, I'm not just there to teach them math, science, and reading. I'm also, I do my best in trying to teach these young girls to be ladies and the little boys to be gentlemen. Carry yourself in this way. Respect adults in this way. And I had the whole day, every day, to do this for these children. I was also the type of teacher, certain children, they came to my house. I cooked big dinners for my children. I did all of these things for my students. I treated them as my own because I knew something was lacking at home. The couple of men who decided I'm interested, it wasn't that they showed up every week. They didn't show up when I was calling. This was like a two-time meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, after they meet the teacher, now they want to be involved. Something's wrong there. Something is very wrong there. And you have the wrong intention. So what? The teacher got to look nice. You got to be attractive to get fathers to come in. I mean, if I got to put on wear an extra pencil skirt throughout the week, wear my slacks a little bit tighter to get the fathers in there. Okay, but I shouldn't be selling myself. It should be about your child,
because sex,
not about that teacher.
Correct, because sex shouldn't be selling education and parent interaction. It can
sell
everything else in the world, but parent interaction and education, it shouldn't be a forefront.
Something is wrong there, yes. You should not be showing up to meet Ms. Tram. You should be there to talk about your child. And when I've made all these calls and I can't get in touch with you, you show up one day and see me out on parking lot duty, and now you want to show up all the time? Oh, you need a volunteer? You need some help with this? No. Where were you the whole year? Now you're just now showing up. Something's not right about that. And it's a reflection upon your character outside of being a father. You're not dateable because I know what's on your mind. I know what attracts you to a situation.
Trying to get that baby in.
You know, that's the problem right there. It's not that I'm not going to open my mind. It's like, oh, this little boy is bad. Now, if I see you making a conscious effort, most of the ones, I'm sorry to say, but most of those children who I constantly have to reprimand, that I'm constantly disciplining, those are the ones whose fathers are absent. Those parents that show up to every meeting, who show up to all of the school functions, the plays, the PTA, I don't have any problem with, I don't even need to see them during conference time because they are active, and it shows with their child's behavior in the classroom.
Wow. You know, she brought up something, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Denisha, for calling in. She brought up something that made perfect sense. What Nicole was saying, kind of piggyback off what Clayton said earlier when he was on the line. You know, where are the fathers at?
Exactly.
We need to really get the men to step up on this. And fellas, I encourage you to really stand up, really, really be stout about this, and take some time to really, if you're not even in the home, find out what's going on with your children. Really have a good, solid talk with them, your daughters especially.
You know, something else that is missing is the male educators. You know, those are impressionable years. If we had black male teachers, you know, a black voice, a black man's voice, it held so much power. And his presence does something to the children. Just imagine if your kindergarten and your first grade teachers were big black men. I think your education would have went totally different.
Yeah, because you can't fight John Coffey. And I don't think it's necessary to do such.
Right.
She brings up a good point, folks. We're kind of coming to the climax or the end of the show here, but I want to let you know that this hour and a half that we spend right here each and every Tuesday plays a great impact on the lives in our society, in our families, in our communities, to let people know that we have an outreach and we have a vessel to talk to one another and give back to our community. Now, keep in mind, we're doing some great things here in Dallas and also nationwide, but we want you to take the time to reach out and get your kids. Get them. Bring them in closer. Why don't you cut the TV off sometime and have a family discussion? Sit around the dinner table. Instead of everybody getting number twos and number threes with cheese, just have a conversation around the house. Show them how to cook. It's important that we do this. It's important that we give back, and it's important that we keep doing this over and over because it is empowering our family. It's empowering our youth. We want to let you know that this movement is not going to stop. Keep tuning in each and every Tuesday here on the Online Happy Hour on Blog Talk Radio. Got some great things coming up this week. On Friday, if you're in the DFW area, we want you to come out to Neo's in Fort Worth, Texas, 1101 Oak Grove Road, to have some pure entertaining fun. The happy hour, y'all, the wing basket is out of control. It's off the chain. Fish Fry Fridays is coming up. They do the swing out dancing. You're going to get a roundtable discussion on the book, Second Place Women Who Come In First. And keep in mind, this Saturday, they think we're playing, huh? This coming Saturday, Fierce Productions, along with How Was Your Weekend, is having the casting call for the play, Second Place Women Who Come In First. Now, you need to be a resident in the DFW area. We got Bruh Man Ballard who wants to be in it, Miss Thea Vidal who wants to be in it. So we're making some major, major headway, folks. This is going to be good. If you have any acting skills, you did well in your fifth grade Easter play, or you've been doing well and you think you got that itching bug that you want to get on stage and showcase your talent, come on out. 101 East Abrams in Arlington, Texas, in the community room. We're going to be there from 1:30 to 4:30. So come on out and check us out. We're going to put more information on Facebook. I'm going to tweet some information as well. We want you to come on out and support this movement. Showcase your talent. Holler at us. You can get some more information. If you have any questions, send your headshot, bring some information out, and contact wearefierce@yahoo.com or contact Selena at 817-800-2573. This has been a great show. I want to thank everybody who chimed in tonight. This has been an awesome, awesome discussion. Be sure to get your copy of the book, Second Place Women Who Come In First. If you're into e-reading, you can check it out on Amazon Kindle, Barnes & Noble Nook, Book Baby. You can download your copy. Make sure you get that. One World Unlimited, sponsored in part, doing some great things. There's some great caterers out here. There's some great networking people out here. We want to increase your business. HowWasYourWeekend.com is about to be the mega house for everybody to showcase their talent. Get ready, folks. It's going down. We got some great comedy lined up. Some spoken word artists are going to be out at Neo's this weekend, so be sure you come out and check us out. As we wrap the show up, folks, I want to thank everybody who called in, the panel that gave their insight. The phone lines still lit up. You know, I thank y'all for chiming in and making this a part of your Tuesday night, expressing your thoughts here on the Online Happy Hour, because you make the show what it is. And if you had a good time tonight and you got some good information, just do us a favor. Tell about three more people to join in with you next week as we come back with another hot topic. I want to say thank you. Keep God first in everything that you're doing and watch the blessings come down. Good night to my frat. Go Mob, to my Blue Fly family. And we go, ladies and gentlemen. Holler at your boy. How was your weekend?